another episode of The Granite List Live. Navigating a sea of benefit solution is daunting at best, and new vendors emerge every week. Hosts Lee Dill and Sally Pace bring brokers and employers a solid resource when it comes to uncovering what's new, what's needed, and what is happening now to allow for the best plan design possible. By staying on top of trends, brokers and employers can in turn stay on top of spending while improving employee engagement and outcomes.
Welcome to another episode of The Granite List Live, where we explore all things related to benefits and human capital. I'm Sally Pace, coming to you from the Think 360 conference in Baltimore. We're going to sit down with a few of the innovation stage participants. And for this episode, I'm here with Malcolm Frank with Will. Malcolm, tell us about Will.
Hello. Thanks, Sally, for having me here. This is an awesome conference. I'm super excited to be here. So Will, we provide personal mobility devices globally. Personally, I'm an account manager, a technical account manager for the company. So I do a little bit of everything from engineering setup all the way up into like trial preparation and service setup, planning, scope arrangement, all of those things. But back to Will. So what we do is, like I said, we provide personal mobility devices. We've been doing that since 2012. We started off with our consumer models, which are basically power chairs that the users can sit in and actually control themselves. But now what we're actually focusing on is our autonomous model, which is new to the North American market. We have deployed this model in Japan, where we're headquartered, at 3 hospitals and at 2 airports. But now we're just now bringing this new technology to North America, and we're trialing in aviation and healthcare in North America so that we can, you know, try to penetrate the market and bring this new technology to the mobility as a service industry.
So, of course, those of us at the conference got to watch a video yesterday on the technology. We saw it in action. But can you describe for our listeners how the device or the chair would be used? I'm curious about, let's talk about aviation first. What would that look like?
Yeah, so our product is sold B2B. So it's free to passengers or visitors of any airport, right? So you don't have to necessarily go to the device and pay for anything. What you would do is you simply just go to the device. It'll be at our Will station. You would sit in a chair, select your destination, basically your gate that you're traveling to. Because usually our device right now is just servicing airside, so it's not a landside service. But once you make it through TSA checkpoint, you would go to our device, select your gate or destination, simply just sit in the device. And once you press start, the device will start to take you to your gate. And once you arrive at your gate, you just get up out of the device. We have seat sensors that understand when there's no one inside of the chair. So once you finish your trip, the device will simply count down and then it'll start to self-return back to its docking station. So it's very easy, very intuitive and simple to use. Our device also comes equipped with multiple sensors for like collision avoidance. So you don't have to worry about running into walls or running into other people when you're en route to your destination. We have LiDAR technology as well. So we're able to have like a 360 scope of our surroundings. And our device, you know, is wary of slopes, steps, things of that nature. So it's a very intuitive, very innovative technology, and I'm super excited to have it in North America.
And I think as a frequent passenger, and this would also apply to hospitals, but specifically in airports, what I just heard you say without saying it is that you have eliminated the annoying wheeled vehicles that rush around the airport and beep at you. So thank you for that. And then, of course, in the hospital setting, obviously that's generally a more serious patients that are needing assistance. Anything you want to add about the hospital setting?
Most definitely. So right now, we see this service, both inpatient and outpatient facilities. We have one inpatient facility, like I said, in Osaka, Japan, actually. And then we have 2 outpatient facilities in Tokyo. So for the outpatient, we have a maternity ward, and then I think it's also like a physician clinic. So those are the 2 settings. The inpatient, as you mentioned, Sally, it's a lot more sensitive because people coming inpatient, they have a lot more dire needs in those hospital settings. But our device is designed to only travel at 1.5 miles per hour. So it's a smooth pace. Then we also have a manual push setting where anyone, in case of an emergency, can actually push a passenger inside the device, right? So let's say you know, the 1.5 miles per hour was a bit too slow and this person needed to get to wherever they needed to get to it, you know, expeditiously, then someone could easily just manually push the device a little bit faster to get that person there to service their needs. So our device has a quite a few ranges of settings that can accommodate healthcare and airline industries.
Well, Malcolm, thank you for taking a little bit of time. Thank you for being at Think 360. Thanks for taking time out of the expo. We're coming live from the expo hall right now. So you know, it's a little crazy and fun here. But if you're listening and you want to learn more about Will, visit will.inc, W-H-I-L-L.inc. All right, we're still at Think 360 in Baltimore, so you will hear the buzz and excitement of the exhibit hall, and you're about to hear something equally as exciting as the buzz. We're going to learn about ReadyWorks Health, and I'm going to let Jordan take it away. Will you introduce yourself to the audience and tell us about what ReadyWorks does?
Thanks so much, Sally. So my name is Dr. Jordan Duval Arnoux, and I am the CEO of ReadyWorks Health. By way of being its founder, I started the company in 2018 after having served on the faculty of a large academic medical center school of medicine, as well as a school of nursing. And really what ReadyWorks Health is a workforce capacity optimization company. So what we do is, in a nutshell, we replace any sort of paper-based tool that's being used by doctors, nurses, clinical staff in a hospital. So you can imagine things like checklists for best practices, like procedural support, or even things like doing equipment readiness checks. And that's really how we got our start. And, you know, it's remarkable in this day and age, you know, so I started the company just a couple of years ago, but in 2022, we have some of the best pharmacy technology, the vaccines and all the medications that were developed so quickly with COVID, some of the best diagnostic technology like bedside ultrasound, 3D scans, and all this really cool technology. And even things like at the bedside, when we're taking care of patients, like electronic medical records, all the promise that those hold. But when it comes to the doing the work of taking care of people, staff and providers are often left chasing paper around. So that's really our mission, is to bring workflow tools really in line with all the other technology that's available in a hospital.
Fantastic. So I know we saw it live and in person yesterday, and it is hard to believe how much actual old-fashioned paper there is. So thinking about the providers that are out there, if someone wanted to get in touch with you to learn more, how would they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're in Baltimore, you know, where that is our home base, right here in Baltimore, Maryland. So we are lucky to have the conference be here too. So we love that. So you're more than welcome to visit us. But really the best way is going to be to go to our website, which is readyworkshealth.com. And there's a number of ways to get in touch with us, whether it's email, phone, or, you know, even have a form on the site.
But it's not paper, right?
It's not paper. Yeah. Do not mail us anything. We will throw it right in the trash. No, you know, it's funny though, because, you know, we understand why people use paper, particularly in hospitals. It's fast to do. It's a frugal way to kind of get something implemented. And when that was all you had, that made a lot of sense. You know, anyone could really take ownership of the projects that they were doing, whether it was a checklist to ensure a procedure was done correctly or a checklist to make sure that equipment was ready. But now in this day and age, we have all the ability to then take data and do things with it, tracking, trending, and analytics about what's working and what's not working. That's why paper's got to go, because we can do and deliver these things electronically. Like I was saying yesterday, you know, my mother, whose age I will not say on the podcast, she's now scanning a menu at a restaurant with her mobile device and pulling up things and ordering it. So, you know, how come we can do that now so easily across so many variety of, you know, different use cases in society? But when it comes to hospitals, you know, we're not doing that and taking advantage of all the technologies.
Well, now we can.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all your participation on the innovation stage and now here on our podcast.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We really appreciate the opportunity and, you know, look forward to all good things to come.
Continuing on
from the showcase from the innovation stage at Think 360 in Baltimore. We're still live in the exhibit hall. And next, we're going to learn about HFX training. So Jeremy, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about HFX training?
So my name is Jeremy Lovelace. I am the CEO and founder of HFX Training. And we are focused on simulation-based executive training. And we're here at the Think 360 conference because we are just in the process of launching a hospital management simulation that brings the training of new hospital execs to life.
Mic drop, bringing hospital exec training to life. Talk a little bit more about that. How does that play out?
Well, traditionally, training's been done in a classroom format with what we call the sage on the stage. And typically people's experience of that training is that it's quite dry and a little bit boring for all but the most motivated learners. With simulations and games, training gets brought to life. And so when you're teaching something complex, like the management of a big business, when all the accounting that's involved and the analysis of the economic environment that they're operating in, anything that you can do to make that exciting is a value add. And so simulations are the perfect tool to train this. In addition to that, they're also a great way of teaching in an online environment as well. I mean, they can be delivered classroom, but they can also be delivered online.
And tell them, what do you call them?
The game itself is called Healthcare Hero. It's fantastic. We've already launched in the academic space. It's being used by Maastricht University in the Netherlands on their Masters in Healthcare Innovation Policy Program as their strategic management course. And they're having a great time with it. Also, we're running it in some healthcare management programs in Brazil. But the US is the big market, and we really want to go and help the US healthcare system, basically.
And if listeners want to get in touch with you, where can they go to learn more?
Okay, so the website is www.hfxtraining.com/healthcare-management, and then you're there.
Perfect. Well, thank you for participating in the Innovation Stage. Thank you for being a guest on our podcast, and thank you for bringing this to the United States of America. We're thrilled that you're here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Granite List Live. Access our entire library by visiting your favorite podcast venue or subscribe on our site, thegraniteList.live.